نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد قال الله تبارك وتعالى رب هب لي حكما وألحقني بالصالحين واجعل لي لسان صدق في الآخرين واجعلني من ورثة جنة النعيم واغفر لأبي إنه كان من الضالين ولا تخزني يوم يبعثون يوم لا ينفع مال ولا بنون إلا من أتى الله بقلب سليم صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and friends, mothers and sisters in Islam and all the people that are listening to this program, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I've recited before you some verses from Surah Ash-Shu'ara, which is in the 19th juz of the Quran Kareem. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala refers to six du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. In order to appreciate these du'as of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, we should understand the context of the dua. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam faced a very challenging time with his family regarding tawheed and inviting his people toward the oneness of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And Allah refers to it in the Quran Kareem, wherein Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Watlu alayhim naba'a Ibrahim. Recite unto the people the information of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. Is qala li abihi wa qawmihi ma ta'budun. Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam told to his father and to his nation, what do you worship? They said, na'budu asnaman fa nawallu laha akifin. We worship the idols. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam reasoned out with them. Hal yasma'unakum istad'un? When you call out unto the idols, do they listen? هَلْ يَنْفَعُونَكُمْ أَوْ يَدُرُّونَ? When you are facing adverse or good conditions in life, do they benefit you? Do they harm you? So they responded in an emotional way. وَجَدْنَا آبَاءَنَا لَهَا عَابِدِينَ. We found our forefathers worshipping these idols. So we're just following the path of our forefathers. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam mentioned, فَإِنَّهُمْ عَدُوٌ لِي إِلَّا رَبَّ الْعَالَمِينَ. These idols that you people worship, they are all my enemies. If I have a friend, it is Rabbul Alameen, Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And then he gave five descriptions of Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. الَّذِي خَلَقَنِي فَهُوَ يَهْدِينَ. Allah is He who created me from non-existent to existence, and after having given me existence, He would guide me. Second, وَالَّذِي هُوَ يُطْعِمُنِي وَيَسْقِينَ. In order for my survival, Allah give me food to eat, Allah give me water to drink. Then in the challenges of my life, when it comes to health-related challenges, وَإِذَا مَرِدْتُ فَهُوَ يَشْفِينَ. When I'm ill, I'm sick, Allah is the one that gives me shifa. وَالَّذِي أَطْمَعْ أَنْ يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَتِي يَوْمَ الدِّينَ. And should I not survive, I pass away, I'm hopeful Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will forgive me on the day of qiyamah. So this is the context of the dua Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam makes. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to the six dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is the season of Hajj, where so many people are proceeding for Hajj. People are donning the ihram. At this time and point, there may be people in the miqat that are donning the ihram and saying, Labbaik Allahumma Labbaik. Some of them are going to Medina to Munawwara, conveying salam to Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. People are proceeding from Medina to Makkah, Makkah to Medina, and they're awaiting the day of Hajj. We make dua, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala accept the Hajj of the Hujjaj. And Allah tabarak wa ta'ala make the Hajj a turning point for the Ummah. And everything about Hajj to a large extent points towards the great personality of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. So Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam make these du'as which are very relevant in our life. Rabbi habli hukman wa alhiqni bis salihin. Waj'alli lisana sidqin fil akhirin waj'alni min warathati jannatin na'im. O Allah, grant me hukma. Hukma yam is the meaning of knowledge. O Allah, grant me knowledge. And knowledge alone is not sufficient. With that, wa alhiqni bis salihin. And join me with the pious people. One is ilm, second one is sohbat. And knowledge alone is not sufficient. With that, there's amal. And after amal, the third thing is, with your knowledge, you need to empower people and leave a legacy of your knowledge. Waj'alli lisana sidqin fil akhirin. Allah, let me work among the people and let me leave a beautiful legacy among the people. A truthful legacy among the people. A legacy a person will only leave after he work among the people, exert himself, and he empowers the people with the knowledge that he has. And وَغْفِرْ لِأَبِي إِنَّهُ كَانَ مِنَ الضَّالِّينَ. Allah, forgive my father, for he is deviated. This dua was made in the early stages before Allah tabarak wa ta'ala prohibit Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam for making dua for his father. وَالَّذِي أَتْمَعْ أَن يَغْفِرَ لِي خَطِيئَةِ يَوْمَ الدِّينَ. And then he further makes dua, وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفَعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ. Oh Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, do not humiliate me. And the day of Qiyamah is such, a person's wealth and a person's children, progeny, will not avail him. إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. The only thing that will avail a person on the day of Qiyamah, which will be useful in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, will be a sound heart. The sound heart that Allah ta'ala refers to, that will be beneficial in the court of Allah. For that, you require three things, which is in this dua. First, knowledge. Ilm. Ilm-e-deen is most important. Without knowledge, you cannot cultivate your heart correctly to present in the court of Allah. Knowledge alone is not sufficient. Second, you need wal-hiqni bis-salihin. To be able to practice on your knowledge, you stay in the company of the pious people. And the third is, you work on your knowledge, you work on your knowledge, the people. And then the fourth is, apart from being successful in this world, worry about your eternal success. And ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for forgiveness. And therefore, we understand from this that one is ilm, one is amal through sohbat, and then mujahada, and the fourth is inabat ilallah, turning to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. These are the four qualities that actually defines what is qalbu salim, and that will be beneficial for a person on the day of Qiyamah. And therefore, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam taught us this dua, Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha. O Allah, grant my nafs is taqwa. Wa zakkiha. Cleanse my nafs, cleanse, purify my nafs. Anta khayru man zakkaha. Allah, you are the best one to purify. And anta khayru man zakkaha, that you are the best one to purify. And oh Allah, you are the one to grant me your love, your muhabbat, and grant me maghfirat. So this is the sum of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam. It is a season of Hajj. We should at least the last few duas. وَلَا تُخْزِنِي يَوْمَ يُبْعَثُونَ يَوْمَ لَا يَنْفُعُ مَالُ وَلَا بَنُونَ إِلَّا مَنْ أَتَى اللَّهَ بِقَلْبٍ سَلِيمٍ. Make it part of our dua, especially during the season of Hajj. May Allah grant us tawfiq. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ.